House Bill 879 outlines how the state awards building funds to small rural districts, but it also includes language that would punish districts that go over state spending caps. Amendments by Miami Republican Representative Eric Frezen require districts that raise building funds locally to share that money with charter schools, something some lawmakers have tried to get through the legislature for years. Frezen says there's no conspiracy.
This is not Representative Frezen against superintendents or trying to do something to disparage school systems. This is just an exercise by this committee to recognize that in a time where there's no appetite in either chamber to go from the 1.5 mils back to 2, let's take a holistic look at how that 1.5 is being spent.
Mills are the additional taxes districts can levy to support maintenance and construction. But superintendents view the bill with suspicion. They've been adamantly opposed to the idea of sharing locally generated dollars with charters. Frezen says he's just trying to put an end to the back and forth and set out a system for divvying up funds everyone can follow.
The concept in this PCS is to depoliticize that conversation, not make it a session-by-session thing of which leader or which appropriations chair or which Senate president or speaker is more pro-charter school, more conventional, but just recognize that facilities are facilities, and the best way to depoliticize something is to put blinders on it, create a formula that's going to be able to be sustainable, and let the formula work.
Frezen and the Superintendents Association have engaged in a war of words over a report that Frezen says shows districts have spent $1 billion more than state spending caps allow on building and maintenance over the past decade. Superintendents say that report does not paint an accurate picture of how those decisions are made. But Frezen says the report was generated off information provided by the districts. Escambia County Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says schools cannot afford to lose a portion of their building funds. And he says for his district, the expenses are due to the age of the buildings. He says the average age of schools in his district is more than 45 years.
We built a new school this year, and the main building of that school was over 100 years old, because it's difficult and challenging for districts to come up with the money to be able to fund those major expenditures. Building a new school today is not cheap.
Thomas says the current system, which sets spending caps based on a per student allocation, does not reflect what it actually costs to build a facility. And he says the state should consider using square footage as a better measure. Democratic Minority Leader Mark Pafford believes the bill will make it harder for districts to fund schools.
Perhaps we can tap the brakes on this if we're going to look at changing these type of issues, and either look at next year or just stopping it now so we can actually get greater input before it hits the floor.
The bill would require state economists to review the caps. The House Appropriations Committee approved the bill on a largely party-line vote, with Democratic Representative Daryl Roussan of St. Petersburg joining Republicans in support. But the superintendents may have better luck in the Florida Senate. Republican Senator Ana Terry Flores has a similar measure, but it's strictly limited to how building funds for small rural districts are allocated. Flores's bill does not include the charter school language. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.